Jack was raised in Brooklyn, from where he learned his skills. He moved down to Atlanta, running a factory for pencils. He was always on the outside, no matter what he said or did. For his wealth he couldn't hide, resentment boiled up under the lid. He gave work to the poor, no matter what their age. Mary, she worked on the shop floor for a pittance of a wage. She was only 13. The family needed her pay. She worked on the machine for $1.20 a day. One day they found her dead in the basement where she worked. Jim Conley, the janitor, said, "I only found her and I raised the alert." Although it all pointed to him, Jim was not the one they named. The jury knew he'd like to save his skin. It was Frank the Jew that they blamed. Though they had very little proof, they said that Frank had done the deed. The crowd's jubilation hit the roof when Frank's fate was guaranteed. They sentenced him to the rope, but later changed it to life. Frank thought he had some hope, but the crowd was sharpening their knives. One day the lynch mob came and snatched Frank out of jail. They put Frank into chains and drove on the backwoods trail. 28 men in the mob, the judge, governors, sheriffs, and mayors. Frank was the only one that sobbed. For Frank, no one said prayer. On an old oak tree, Frank was hung as the mob goes for pictures. In the Georgia wind, he swung, surrounded by the racist victors. They sold postcards of the hanging, 25 cents in the store, and pieces of the shirt he was wearing, bits of the robe, but they wanted more. Long after Frank had gone, and they put a lid on their hate, they granted Frank a pardon, although it was way too late. Was killed for being a Jew, from Dreyfus to Frank to the 6 million dead. Yes, killed for being different than you. When will they stop hating and learn to love?